country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Hey, we're back, folks. We've got another hour to go. Come on, man. We got another hour to go. And I'll tell you what. It's just, you know, during Trump's campaign, the first one, and the first years of his presidency, you know, things were going, the fur was flying, it was fast-paced. It was nothing compared to what's going on now. Donald Trump is striking blow for freedom after blow for freedom. He's incredible, unbelievable. And Joe Biden, it's as if, as I said, you couldn't make this stuff up. It's too wild. It's too implausible for even the most weird Hollywood movie plot. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, are just beyond belief. Dan Bongino tweets that Kamala Harris has still not deleted her tweet supporting Black Lives Matter and the bailout fund for the rioters who were arrested. She's supposedly a heartbeat away from the presidency. If heaven forbid Joe Biden were to cheat his way into the White House. Let's go back to the president. Enough from me. Here he is, right where we left off. I keep saying, you know, it's Trump's greatest speech. Then he keeps making me wrong by making a greater one.
And they had licensing. Today they can do whatever the hell they want. It's fake news and it's a disgrace. And you know what? Back there, and I'll tell you, it's hurting our country.
He's pointing right at the media. He's looking into the lights and cameras and pointing back at the media. And he's letting them know they're traitors. He's letting them know they're scum. He's letting them know they're cowardly worms. They're pathetic creeps. They're weirdos.
It's hurting our country.
And you're hurting the country. You're traitors, in other words. Your career is to hurt America.
They're the biggest problem that this country has is the fake news media. Worse than the Democrats, because, you know, the Democrats and their partners, they play together. Joe Biden spent the last 47 years selling out America, offshoring your jobs, throwing open your borders, depleting our military, and sacrificing your children's future in China. I've spent the last 4 years bringing our jobs back to America, securing our borders, rebuilding our military, and standing up to China like never before. Nobody has ever stood up to China like we have stood up to China. And you haven't seen the last of it.
Now, what you just heard, folks, as I said, you couldn't make this stuff up. Donald Trump is the greatest orator I've ever heard, or I've ever heard in live or recorded or heard about. Joe Biden is the worst. It's hard to even watch him. He's not just bad. He's the worst orator. He's the worst speaker ever to appear on television. And if America, you could just go to the contrast, and the president makes this point. This is the most amazing election, the most crucial in the history of the world. This is the best candidate, the best program, versus the worst. How can the worst win? How could that happen?
Sleepy Joe Biden surrendered. You know where he is now? He's in his damn basement again. No, he's in his basement. He's in his basement, but, you know, I can be bad to him because he put the most vicious ad on television that I've ever seen. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where I'm standing over the graves of our fallen warriors, our fallen heroes. These are great people, the greatest people there are. And I'm standing over there, And they have some sleazebag reporter from a third-rate magazine having some source quoting me, saying, I won't even use the term, but saying bad things. And there's nobody that loves our military, respects it, and the people more than me. And they took... And I didn't even ask. We had 25 people that were witnesses that are on the record already that have said that never took place. It never took place, what they said. And yet, pathetic Joe, and he's a pathetic human being to allow that to happen.
Now, notice, Joe Biden made a big mistake. He put that ad out. He's saying that Donald Trump, in this ad, standing over the graves of fallen Americans in France, where Donald Trump flew to honor them, is denigrating them, saying they're losers because they got killed in battle, so they're losers. He never said that. He never thought that. That's impossible. And a rat bastard like Joe Biden makes that into an ad and runs it on national TV. This is a Donald, he lit a fire with Donald Trump. I'll tell you what, the gloves are off now. Donald Trump is going to be swinging hard at this piece of crap, Joe Biden. And these pieces of crap who call themselves Democrats. These are crappy people, all of them. If in this situation, at this time, in these circumstances, you can vote Democratic, you're a load of crap. You're stupid. You're stupid. You have no spine and you have no conscience. And you're a worm.
Here's the problem. He doesn't even know it happened. I don't think. I think he has no idea. But he's a pathetic human being to let that happen, where they put an ad like that, where I'm standing over graves, and then they said, he said this, with no sources, no nothing. They
just making it up. Just pulling it out of their rear end. Totally made up. Just lie. Lie. The most dastardly lies. These are not moral people. They don't have a conscience. If they take over this country, they will enjoy ruining and then destroying and then getting rid of you and your family. Just as they did in Bolshevik Russia, just as they did in Pol Pot's Cambodia, just as they did in Mao's pile of dung's China. And they're still doing it in China.
Got nothing. And I have 25 real witnesses with the names, with everything, saying it never happened. And they put an ad like that up. They're a disgrace. But you know the good part?
And this piece of garbage, Howie Kurtz, and this piece of garbage, Chris Wallace on Fox, they keep, today they had Sarah Sanders on going, well, Donald Trump may have done this. And they're giving it, they're pretending, they're acting as if this is credible news and asking Sarah, as they're making it up. Fox needs to be cleansed. A new network needs to be created. Howie Kurtz and Chris Wallace need to join Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge, they need to be tossed overboard. Patriots don't want anything to do with these neocon rhino traitors.
Now I can be really vicious. I can be really vicious.
Ah, I hadn't heard that, but he just said, now I can be really, in other words, the gloves are off, Joe, baby. You goofed. You took a sucker punch at me. You hit me in the side of the head. I never saw it coming, all right? But now, look out, Joe. Here comes the haymaker.
And we'll start by saying, we're going to start by saying that the Democrats are trying to rig this election because it's the only way they're going to win. The only way they're going to win is to rig it. Biden surrendered your jobs to China. His son walked away with $1.5 billion. Give me a break. Give me a break. His son's going to say, Dad, you can't take this money away. Don't do it, Dad, please. You know how much experience he had? There's a young man here. He's a very young man, handsome young guy. He's about like 12. You know what? He's got more experience than Hunter. Hunter. Where's Hunter? Where is he? With no experience, no knowledge of energy, no job, got thrown out of the military. You don't get thrown out, by the way. I used to be nice about that. Now I don't. Once I saw that ad, I don't have to be nice anymore.
Isn't that beautiful? Once I saw that ad, I don't need to be nice anymore. Folks, this is going to be one rip snort in 51 days. You're going to see Donald Trump in all his glory. He's going to be pounding as hard as he can. And by the way, right there in Minden, Nevada last night, he's speaking. It's dark at this point. He's speaking extemporaneously. Most brilliant speaker I've ever heard. Matched against the most debased, immoral, conscienceless, stupid SOB who's ever run for president.
Okay, I really mean it. You know, and by the way, on that ad, I know some horrible people, horrible human beings, some of the worst people in the world. I really do. They're horrible. None of those people, and they're the worst real estate developers in New York. You don't get much worse. I know some of the worst people in the world. Not one person do I know that would say that standing on top of graves of heroes, really. Not one person. So I will tell you this. So now we can play it like it is. Let's face it. Joe is shot. Let's face it. Okay? He's shot.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We can play it.
So not that he has anything to do, because he won't know what's happening. He'll just be locked up in a room someplace, and the radical left is going to be running our country. Yeah. Thank you. But now he wants to surrender our country to the violent left-wing mob. You know that. If Biden wins, China wins. If Biden wins, the mob wins. You see what's going on with all these Democratic, or I always say Democrat-run cities and states? It's a disaster. It's a disaster. And we keep saying, let us bring in the troops. Well, we did in Minneapolis. We ended it in 45 minutes. It was ended. They went through 2 weeks. By the way, we could do it in Portland in half an hour. It would all be over. But we have these stupid people that think, how about that poor mayor? Is that pathetic, Wheeler? Is that pathetic? They forced him out of his home. He's had he's now finding a new home. It's so nice. It's pathetic. Honestly, it's pathetic. We could solve that problem in a half an hour, just like we did. And by the way, the U.S. Marshals did a great job in Portland. They did a great job. You know what I mean. If Biden wins, the rioters win, the anarchists win, arsonists, flag burners, they all win. I'm running for re-election to bring prosperity to Nevada, to the whole country.
Now, folks, we're only 15 minutes into the president's speech. He speaks. We're not going to be able to even, we don't have enough time to hear it. An hour and a half. This is extemporaneous. He has a written speech that appears on a teleprompter. All great speakers now have such a thing. And we want him to have such a thing because we want your speeches to, you know, have great structure and great pace and so on. And the teleprompter makes that, expedites that. But he departs from the teleprompter over and over and over and over, and he interlaces brilliant comments everywhere. An hour and a half. He does this routinely. He's in Minden, Nevada. You never even heard of the place. He's making history there.
I've been here a long time. I have some things in Nevada that are very good. To put violent criminals behind bars and to ensure the future belongs to America, not to China. I do get a kick out of watching a guy, oh, I'm going to do this. You know, he copied my whole plan. You see, he says, buy America. I said, where the hell have you been for the last half century?
Listen to this. Listen.
Thank you.
Can you hear it?
Could I ask the fake news to take your cameras and show all the way back there for hundreds of yards, all the way back there. Take your cameras. Go as far as the eye can see. No. Now tell NBC News it's not 1,000 people. You can't see it. You can't see it down here. You won't believe how many people. That thing goes back.
Now, folks, this is so beautiful. As I say, be thankful you were alive in this moment. That crowd in, you know, nowhere, Minden, Nevada, is as far as the eye can see. At a venue, at a place that was scrapped together in the last few hours. And Kelly O'Donnell, this hag, I'll say that instead of fading reporter, this hag, Kelly O'Donnell, I don't even know what network's on, MSNBC, NBC, who knows, who watches. She said that Trump had a small crowd of 1,000 people in her reporting, so-called reporting. Just lying. Just lying. This, you know, as I said, the president keeps surpassing himself. You've heard some beautiful things, but we're only going to be able to hear, we're only going to be able to hear some of the rest of it. But it's better than anything I could. Who wants to hear me when you can hear this? Oh, I forgot to mention, you know what they're chanting right now? As the president asked the media, the puke fake news media, to turn their cameras on the crowd so that the people, you know, whatever their small audience can see what's actually happening. That's why I urge all of you to go to a Trump rally if you have a chance, any chance at all. I've been to two. Go, it'll change your life. You'll never forget it. Your children will never forget it. Take your children, whatever you do. Take your children, take your grandchildren, take your babies. Take everybody so that they can say they were there, that they saw Donald Trump. Even if they were 2 years old, they saw Donald Trump. It will change their lives. That crowd, what are they chanting? You probably couldn't hear it. Some are saying, we love you. And the rest are saying, we love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump. That chant had not broken out at the rallies I went to in the 2016 campaign. What's changed? What's changed is we've fallen in love. We don't just support Donald Trump. We've fallen in love with him. He's changed all of our lives. We'll have pictures of him up, you know, for the rest of our lives, pictures on the wall. We'll remember him forever.
So the bottom line is, when we win, America wins. That's what's happening. And nobody's done to China what I did. Look, billions, tens of billions of dollars of tariffs we took in. I gave $28 billion to farmers. The farmers are doing very well. They're doing very well. Thank you. Thank you, President Trump. $28 billion. $16 billion 1 year, $12 billion. They were targeted. I said, how much is it? Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture, great guy. I said, how much were they hurt by? Sir, $12 billion 2 years ago. And $16 billion last year. I said, all right, good. We'll take it out of China. We gave him $28 billion to the farmers. That never happened before. You think Joe Biden would even think about it? He wouldn't even think about it. He wouldn't even think about it. No, he's more worried about, does he have a teleprompter to answer a reporter's question? You know, the worst part about that isn't the fact that he's doing that, because let's face it, he's unable.
Now, I know what's coming, I think. I'm anticipating. But here's President Trump. He was speaking extemporaneously just a moment ago. He's got something occurred to him as he's speaking here. He's now going to go down a new. He's going to give you a really important thought here in just a moment, right after this break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be but a day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
So let's go back to the president. But what he's going to talk about right now, pardon me for saying this, I'm guessing as to what he's going to talk about here. He's talking about how pathetic it is that pathetic Joe Biden is reading questions off a teleprompter in a supposedly spontaneous and supposedly live question and answer period with supporters out there. The whole thing's edited. The whole thing's pre-taped. But I'm guessing what the president's going to say is that the worst is not that he's reading, he has to read off a teleprompter. The worst is something else. Let's let him say it. I think I know what he's going to say.
Okay, it's not that. It's that the fake news would give him the questions. They never gave me the questions. Did you ever give me questions back there?
Now, you see, his point earlier was that the greatest enemy of America, our great enemy, is the media. A greater enemy than the Democrat Party, the media. The president has fingered them. He has taught us something. He has alerted America to something that we didn't get before Trump. And he's making the point here that, yes, Joe Biden's corrupt, Yes, he's a traitor. But even more alarming, the media is doing it. The media are the ones feeding him the questions. The media are the ones doing the cover-up for Biden. It's the media that's the worst part of this deal.
You ever give me questions? They don't give me questions. The fake news would give him questions. But of course, now Donna Brazile works for Fox, so that's gone a long way.
Bingo, that hurt. But of course, Donna Brazile now works for... Oh, that was an incredible haymaker from the president. Beautiful. At the Murdochs. They hired Donna Brazile, who is the piece of garbage who gave the questions to Hillary Clinton in the 2016 debates. And she admits it. And she gets hired, undoubtedly for big bucks, but more importantly for big airtime by James and Lachlan Murdoch, sons of Rupert, Democrat activists.
Remember when Donna Brazile gave crooked Hillary the questions, right, to a debate? And then she said, well, I don't think I did it. I don't remember. I knew she was in trouble when she said, I don't remember doing that. I don't remember. She didn't remember. Oh, okay. Well, as long as you don't remember. It's true. It's.
Oh, now they're chanting, lock her up.
It's true, too. It's true. You know what? I used to stand back and I'd say, you know, be quiet, please. Don't say that. It's really not nice. You know, it's true. She deleted 33. Think of it. They'll never find the emails because they were acid washed, deleted. But you know what? She got a subpoena from the United States Congress, right? And she and her lawyer deleted 33,000 emails after she got a United States subpoena. And you say, why? Isn't she guilty of a major crime, right? And then she took her telephones and she smashed them with a hammer, right? And then she took the other ones and she deleted them. And now the Mueller scam, these people, the worst people. I have a friend, a very smart guy, very streetwise guy. He said, you have to be the most honest guy in the world to go through 3 years of investigations where they have the worst human beings in the world. They worked for the Democrats. Mueller didn't have a clue. This guy was totally. But look at this. Weissman. How bad was Weissman? He deleted his phone. That's illegal. He deleted
two phones. Two phones. Andrew Weissman, total rat bastard. With no, even the Supreme Court has in effect called him a rat bastard of an attorney, rebuking him. He was the lead attack dog for Robert Mueller. Remember, he was the director of the FBI when World Trade Center number 7 just spontaneously decided to fall down at free fall speed on September 11, 2001. Just, isn't that a funny thing how that, and isn't it funny how the director of the FBI, yeah, that group, the FBI, didn't investigate, just covered it up. Robert Mueller, I don't want to know, 2,000 dead people, including firemen and policemen who trusted, who believed in America and believed in Americans and went back into that tower. Oh, I don't want to know why it fell down. Robert Mueller, you sack of crap. You traitor. You should be wearing black and white striped clothes. You didn't even bother to investigate. What happened to World Trade Center 7? How does a 47-story skyscraper built of solid, heavy, heavy steel with no damage to it, how does it just spontaneously get a headache and decide it wants to fall into its own footprint at free fall speed? You know what that means, folks? Free fall speed? It's impossible for a skyscraper to do that. It is impossible. There is only one way in the known universe by the laws of physics and engineering that can occur, and that is by controlled demolition. Who planned that controlled demolition? We want to know. And why did Robert Mueller cover it up? We want to know. Will we ever find out? There's only one chance in hell, and that's Donald Trump.
Everything. They all deleted, and they all said, oh, gee, we made a mistake. We're sorry. They all used the same mistake they all made. It was, oh, gee, we didn't mean to do that. Every one of them, all of them, I think it was 31 different phones they deleted. These are criminals we're dealing with, and they've got to, there has to be a repercussion. There has to be a repercussion.
These are criminals we're dealing with. And the president has made it clear. That includes Barack Hussein Obama, criminal. Joe Biden, criminal. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all criminals. All of them. James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, criminals, felons, traitors. Every one of them.
We're dealing with criminals. So I don't care if you say it anymore, because you know what?
Now, that's an important thing that just happened for the first time. Something new that you've never heard. The crowd started chanting, lock her up. Now, in past rallies, the president just said it. I don't know if you heard it. It zinged right by. He said, I used to say, oh, forget it. Let it go. Forget it. In other words, don't chant, lock her up. You know what he just said for the first time? Yes, go ahead. Lock her up. No more Mr. Nice Guy. She should go to jail. She should be locked up. And if you want to chant that, I'll join you. That's what the president just said last night in Minden, Nevada. That was history in the making.
She illegally deleted, and her lawyer should go to jail with her, okay?
Nice, nice touch.
And the fact is, the Republican Party doesn't play it rough and tough like those people. They don't play it the same way. They're too nice. And, you know, we have better policy. Thank goodness we have better. We believe in borders. We believe in no sanctuary cities. We believe in lowering taxes. We have better. But our people don't. We have some that are very good. Jim Jordan, good, right?
Now, you're listening to history again, folks. This is worth the price of admission. I don't know how much you had to pay to come into today's show, but you're getting your money's worth right now. The president's making more history. With that last statement, Republicans don't fight tough enough. He's said it before. He's intimated this. But this time, head on. We're not fighting tough enough.
Mark Meadows, good, right? No, we have some very good.
We have some good ones who have learned from Trump. But we have these weak-kneed idiots in the Republican parties who don't fight. They don't fight.
But I'll tell you what, we play it so nice, and in the end, it's not right, because what they get away with, and Obama and Biden got caught spying on our campaign using the intelligence, I put that in quotes,
intelligence. I mean, folks, this is so beautiful. I apologize for interrupting this, but I just have to say this is every other sentence is a moment of just of unbelievable history. I put the word intelligence in quotes, ironic quotes. In other words, these aren't intelligent people, and it's not an intelligence service. The FBI and the CIA are not an American intelligence service. They are enemies. They are enemies of the American people. The whole damn things. Enemies of the American people. They are rotten to the core. And the president just said it.
Using intelligence to spy in our campaign. And they got caught. They got caught. And you know, if it was me that got caught, forget about it. But they got caught. And somebody said, well, I know, but he was president. Oh, great. I'm president, too. And a hell of a lot better president than he is, I can tell you that.
He just said, if you just listen, connect the dots of what the president just said. He just said that Barack Obama is a felon, a traitor, and should be in prison. And he's marveling at what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Nobody's gone to jail. Nobody's been indicted. Nobody's even had a traffic ticket or a parking ticket written to them. In other words, America is gone. Gone. Donald Trump was a last gasp. He is still the last gasp. It was a done deal with Biden and Obama.
You know, Obama came into office. They gave him the Nobel Prize like almost immediately, right? In fact, he didn't even know why he got it. He didn't even know. He had no idea why he got it. And he was right about that, because nobody else does either.
Beautiful.
They still don't know. But we
still don't know.
So we were nominated a few days ago for a Nobel Prize. Which is a big thing. Nobel Peace Prize. And then yesterday, we were nominated a second time for another Nobel Prize. Now, that's a big thing. To me, you know, it's a big thing, even though obviously it's a very political thing, but it's a very big thing, the Nobel Peace Prize, right? I'm just reporting this. I got zero time on the nightly news, on the network news.
Wow. Folks, two Nobel Peace Prize nominations for the president, one for his Kosovo-Serbia treaty breakthrough, bringing peace, the other for his United Arab Emirates and Israel treaty, bringing peace. And he's got a third one now. He'll probably mention it. He's got a treaty that he just concluded between Bahrain and Israel that he engineered. He should get a third nomination. But he just made an incredible point about who the real enemy is. 0 minutes, 0 seconds of reporting on the puke fake news. How the hell can you do that? Contrasting that with Barack Obama, who 10 days into his administration hasn't done anything yet, gets a Nobel Peace Prize awarded to him. And he himself asked, for what? And I love that comedic line he just gave. And you know what? We still don't know for what.
We got zero time. Think of it. The president of your country is honored by being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And your nightly news, ABC, which is terrible, CBS, which is terrible, and probably the worst of all, owned by Comcast. They spend a fortune, you know, on PR. And then every time I get up, I call them Comcast and sort of wipe out their fortune. But they are bad people. But NBC is the worst of them all. Not one mention. These people are corrupt. Not one mention. Not one mention. So your president gets a Nobel and at least a nomination, and they don't mention it. Joe Biden cannot lead our country because he doesn't really believe in our country. Right now, I don't think he believes in anything. He just wants to go to sleep. That's all. Please, darling, I want to go to bed. I'm exhausted. I made one speech yesterday. But, darling, they gave you the answers and the questions. I know, but that was a big strain because my eyes, I couldn't see the teleprompter. This guy is the worst. I am running, and you know, it's going to maybe come back to haunt me because we have a rigged election. It's a rigged election. It's the only way we're going to lose. But I tell you what, he is the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics. He doesn't know he's alive. He doesn't know he's alive. And I've gotten to know President Xi of China very well. President Putin of Russia. Kim Jong-un. By the way, what happened to the war? So he's going to war with Kim Jong-un. Where's the war? Oh, I see. Never happened, did it? Well, maybe someday. Could happen. No, remember, Trump is going to be, you know, my personality, right? Trump is going to be at war within the first week after he wins. Where's the war? In fact, the Peace Prize was because I stayed out of wars. And by the way, ended certain wars that could have happened that you don't even know about. And look what we did. Look what we did just yesterday in Europe. And look what we did with Israel. And you just saw that with United Arab Emirates, Bahrain. 72 years, nothing happened, and we did it. We do it very fast. And plenty of other countries are going to be coming in. At Biden's convention, they decried it. You're a hell of a crowd, I'll tell you.
Folks, if you can get to one of these events, you got to do it. It'll change your life.
Thank you.
I'm watching this crowd, just remembering my son sitting over. He was there. These two crowd, my son and daughter were with us. I'm just remembering, looking at this crowd, I know what all these people are experiencing. And it will change your life. I'm telling you. If you can get to a Trump rally, I don't care how far you have to drive or fly, do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, after this is over, you'll have like an NBC, this third-rate reporter stand up. They had a small crowd, insignificant crowd in a great location. You know how great it was? We landed. We had to drive for 50 minutes. That's how great. But I like it anyway. I'll take it anyway. I like it. You're my kind of people. We love each other. I like it. We landed the big, beautiful Air Force One. I just asked as we're coming in, why couldn't we have landed here? I would have rather. You know, then I could have had the plane right behind me. Instead, we have the Beast. See the Beast. What you don't know is the Beast costs almost as much as the plane.
Now, the Beast refers to his presidential car. But what he just said there is remarkable. He had to land in Reno. He thought he was going to speak in Reno. He landed Air Force One in Reno. He's way out in the boondocks in the boonies here in Minden because the Puke governor actually was on the phone calling various venues saying, no, 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 who had agreed to host the Trump rally. No, you can't do it. No, you can't do it. In other words, he's arm twisting. This is how bad the demon rats are. This is what the president was referring to. They fight dirty all the time. In every case, they fight dirty. They kick in the balls. That's where they kick. That's their preferred punch. And we come back with Queensberry rules. We come back, we put our boxing gloves on and bounce around. We wait for the bell to ring before we begin the boxing match. The Democrats don't do that. They walk right up to you. Boom! Right between the legs.
It's a hell of a car. It's a walking army tank. The Beast. So, but we could have. I said, why don't we just land here? And we couldn't. So I get off the plane. Oh, good. How long will it be? About 50 minutes. That's a long drive. And driving here, there were tens of thousands of people on the streets with flags. And then you read these fake reporters and they say, President Trump is tied in Nevada. Tied. I don't think so. The only way we're tied is if they screw around with the ballots, which they will do, in my opinion, okay? We're not tied anywhere. I asked some people that traveled with Obama. I said, was it the same thing? They say, not even a tiny fraction of what you have. There's not even a fraction. We have more enthusiasm. We have more spirit than any campaign that anybody's ever seen. It's true.
True. By a factor of 5, 10.
And that includes 2016, where the enthusiasm obviously was great. How about all those states that we weren't supposed to win? No, he won't win there. He won't win there then all night long. Donald Trump won the great state of Texas. Donald Trump won the great state of this and that and one after another. And they were going, was that one of the coolest things, watching their people go crazy? They went crazy. No, they went crazy. How is he going to do in Georgia? Well, I think Georgia's going to be very close. It's going to be very close. They go, the polls in Georgia have closed. Donald Trump wins the state of Georgia. You know why? Because we won by so much that they can do it simultaneously by saying the polls closed and he won. We had many of them, right? And we're doing, by the way, we're doing great. I just had Florida as a biggie, a good one. And we are winning in Florida by a lot, so that's good. A lot. I'll tell you here, because you don't read about that stuff. They don't like to write that. They don't like to write it. They have all fake polls. I'll tell you what, the polls are worse than the writing. Actually, in my opinion, the polls, you know, they're suppression polls. They're meant to make people discouraged. Even me, I'm supposed to be discouraged. And fortunately, 4 years ago, we weren't discouraged, because if we would have believed the polls, nobody would have voted. The concept is really make people feel so that on election they go, darling, let's go out to dinner. It's so sad about the president. I wish he was going to win, but let's go out to dinner, then we'll come home. Or let's not bother voting, right? Let's not bother voting. See, it's a suppression. But my people don't get suppressed. My people go out and vote. My people go out and vote. There's no suppression. Phony polls. How about the guy the New York Times hired, this pollster, this great genius? He never called one wrong. I don't know, 346. I don't know what the hell. It's like, it's called 340. What's his number? What's his deal? Yeah, it's Silver. Nate Silver. They pay him a fortune. He said, I think he gave us a 2% chance, a 3% chance. Donald Trump has the 3% chance today of winning. The damn thing was over by 10 o'clock. We were given a very tiny chance. What chance did he give us? Like 9%, something like that, you know? They gave him millions of dollars shortly before because he never called one wrong. He called that one wrong. And this is the one why, I mean, I must tell you, they're a little more accurate. At least here they have us even in a lot of places. He's even. Well, we're not even. This is going to be the greatest victory. This is a more important election than 4 years ago, I'll tell you. More important. Because at no time before has there been a clearer choice between two parties or two visions, two philosophies, two agendas for the future. There has never been anything like this. On November 3rd, Nevada will decide whether we will quickly return to record prosperity like we had. We had the greatest economy in the history, not of our country, in the world. We were beating everybody. We were beating China. Remember, if you go back 10 years, 15 years, 5 years, everything was... In 2019, China will overtake the United States as the largest economy. And that didn't work out too well for them. That didn't work out. We were just doing leaps and bounds. We were doing so great. And then we got hit with the plague, the China plague. And we're not thrilled. It's a disgrace. Nobody should have died. Nobody should have died. We got hit. The whole world got hit. But they stopped it from going into the rest of China. They stopped it from going into China. But they didn't stop it from coming into the U.S. and Europe and 188 countries. So.
Bingo. We've talked about that a lot on this show. The Chinese sent hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 carriers out of China deliberately to New York, to L.A., to Amsterdam, to London, on airplanes. But if you tried to get out of Wuhan on a rickshaw, the People's Liberation Army dragged your ass out of that rickshaw and beat you up, made sure nobody got out of Wuhan. They protected China, and they deliberately launched this, as the president correctly said, China plague on the rest of the world. Why? They're at war with us. They have been for 40 years. And it's really been an intense war for the last 20 or more years. Donald Trump's the first to catch on to it and fight back.
Whether or not we allow Biden to impose the biggest tax increase in the history of our country, $4 trillion, or ban energy, ban American. He wants to stop fracking. Hey, by the way, when he was running as a Democrat, and in the worst debate performances I've ever seen, okay? What do you think? He was unable to answer anything. Are you awake, sir? Sir, please wake up. And who was the worst? Who treated him the worst? Kamala. She's another beauty. She started off as a favorite. She was at 15. Then she went down to 14.
No, I love it. You heard it right there. Kamala. Now, she wants you to pronounce her name Kamala. Accent on the first syllable. The president insists on saying Kamala, which is the same way that the wrestler Kamala, whose name was Kamala Harris. He called himself, I think, the Ugandan Savage. I think was his nickname. But people remember that fake wrestling, somewhat fake show wrestling, the Savage from Uganda. Kamala Harris. The president pronounces her name that way, exactly that way. Brilliant. Come November 3rd, people still won't know how to pronounce. I say Kamala.
13 to 12 to 10. She was like a dropping rock in water. She was going down so fast. Then she went down to 5 and 4 and 3, 2. And then she said, I got to get the hell out of here. Just getting embarrassed.
We'll be right back, folks.
And nobody treated him worse than Kamala, right?
She called. Manners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, here we are.
If I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving, I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing.
Hey. And, you know, I, by the way, no racist here. I want all peoples to sing their song. But I insist that we be allowed to sing our song and have a place to live of our own, as should every people, everywhere, forever. The racists are those who want to crush the white race. And that includes the entire leadership of the Demon Rat Party, every damn single one of them. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, you name it. Here we go. Now we only have a couple minutes left. And so let's end on a high note, not let me talk. Let's let the president talk. He's only 33 minutes into his hour and 35 minute speech. So just imagine this, all this incredible stuff that you've just heard, stuff you never heard of before in your life, is just the first third of a speech, two-thirds of which we won't hear. Now, he'll be live again. You'll be able to hear the president live in 60 minutes in the Las Vegas area. He's going to go live. Look for it online. It'll be there. A live Donald Trump. But here he is. This is last night. And will the speech today, tonight, surpass this one? How can he do it? How do you surpass these things? He manages.
Them a racist. She called him everything. She was horrible to him. And he says, "I'm going to choose Kamala. She's just great." Oh yeah. These people. No, you're supposed to choose the people that did well. She got out before Iowa, as I remember, right? She didn't want to run in Iowa. And then Bernie got, again, this guy is the greatest loser ever because, no, he's a good sport, Bernie, crazy Bernie. He's so crazy. But he's a good sport because, you know, with Hillary, they really did. Do we have any young children here? I know it's on a lot of television. Could you turn television off just for a minute? Just for about 3 seconds. He got screwed, right? Okay, now you can turn it back on. But then he really did with this last one. Because if Pocahontas, Elizabeth won, if she would have left the race one day before the big Super Tuesday, Bernie would have her philosophy.
Oh, my gosh. Folks, we're going to have to fade this down.
By the way, you know who's more liberal
than Bernie? I mean, this is so good. This guy, there never will be another Donald Trump. Thank you for joining us. I hope you had as much fun as I did. We'll see you again here in the Trump Clubhouse next Sunday. Oh, my gosh. Who knows what will have happened in the ensuing 7 days. We'll find out. See you next Sunday. So long.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.